Foreign ministers of the European Union member states, Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland and Slovakia, known as the Visegrad Group, have agreed to support the Western Balkan states to enter the European Union and NATO military alliance within the next few years. Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Balázs said they also agreed to practically support these nations, Albania, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Kosovo, Macedonia, Montenegro and Serbia, on their road towards Western integration.
We are sending messages to the EU concerning visa liberalization towards various countries of the Western Balkan regions, the inclusion of that region into trans-European networks of roads, railways, energy, inland waterways, and concerning NATO, the inclusion of more countries into the MAP, the Membership Action Plan.
Croatia is already expected to join the EU by 2011, a move Balázs and other ministers said would give further impetus to the process of integration and encouragement to the applicant countries to carry out reforms. Spain and Belgium, which will hold a rotating EU presidency during 2010, said in Budapest that they also support the integration of the Western Balkan nations. The Czech, Hungarian, Slovak and Polish foreign ministers also called for closer ties with Serbia, saying there is a significant improvement in Serbia's cooperation with the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, a key condition for EU membership. They said the planned scrapping of visa requirements for travelers from Serbia, Macedonia and Montenegro for January 2010 was a significant step in bringing them closer to the EU. Serbian Foreign Minister Vuk Jeremic told VOA News that his country had long been waiting for visa-free travel.
We are really concentrated on the date that is 2010, which is the year when we hope to travel without visas to the countries of the European Union, and which is, in our opinion, the year in which no countries of the Western Balkans ought to be in a situation that they have not had submitted their application for membership.
But concerns remain over ethnic tensions in the region that diplomats say still hamper full Euro-Atlantic integration of the Western Balkans, including in Bosnia-Herzegovina. This week, European and US officials will travel to Bosnia-Herzegovina to try to overcome a political deadlock in the Balkan country that has blocked its integration into the EU and NATO. Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt and U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Jim Steinberg will meet officials in Sarajevo on Friday to stimulate political dialogue. Following an ethnic war between 1992 and 1995, the country has been divided into a Serb Republic and a Bosniak-Croat Federation. Bosnian Foreign Minister Sven Alkali told VOA News he hopes the US and EU will provide advice how to change his fractured country's constitution and how to improve governing the nation.
We expect that US-European Union joint proposal is how I see it. It would bring a breakthrough to Bosnia-Herzegovina impasse that is happening now because of imperfection of the current constitution, which consists of a number of blockages, mechanisms, which are not allowing that the decision-making process go smoothly. I believe that the constitution of Bosnia-Herzegovina should be changed, should be improved, but we should be realistic. We cannot make a revolution.
That's why several delegates at the Budapest meeting said thousands of NATO and EU forces should remain in a volatile region for some time to come. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.